The Antidote welcomes Amanda Bernsdorf of Visitor Pass to The Antidote. It's great to have you here, Amanda.
Thanks for having me.
I guess I should give some background to our listeners. You and I met years ago when you and your husband Chris came to stay over at our house with my wife and I. Chris was playing a date in our hometown, and you gotta help me out. How many years ago was that?
Oh gosh. Honestly, probably 4 or 5. It's been a while. We were just driving through Canada to play some shows, and he was like, I know this guy in Canada that I met probably online or something. I'm not even sure. He always meets people in the strangest ways. But then, yeah, we stayed at your house, and it was really fun, and I saw all your cool recording equipment. I think you did an interview for him. It was awesome. Yeah.
So Chris Bernsdorf does spoken word, but that's not even close to the music that you're creating.
Yeah, I'm doing, like, Chris calls it, it's like mall emo music. Kind of like back in the day when, like, MCR and, like, Paramore and Fall Out Boy were big. Like, I grew up on that music, so I really like that genre. So I kind of wanted to do something in that vein, except I also really like hardcore and stuff, so I'm really hoping to maybe make it lean a little bit more into that, like, you know, like Brand New, Taking Back Sunday. I know that's not hardcore, but just like kind of a little bit heavier than maybe your average emo band. Yeah.
So you're saying that Chris has absolutely no influence on you at all?
Oh no. No. Hilariously, when we were dating, I thought we were gonna break up because I told him I hated poetry, and I was like, "That's your whole life." So I don't really know if this is gonna work out. And he was like, "Oh no, that's fine. That's okay if you don't like poetry." So we didn't break up, and we've been together for a long time now. But
that's hilarious. Talking about your style, I love the Bandcamp tags that are given to your song. So here's the list. 90s rock, alternative, Avril Lavigne, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, early 2000s, hardcore, Hot Topic, indie, Paramore, pop punk, pop rock, The Mall, Y2K, Michigan. Seriously, all of those fit?
Yeah. I started saying, I was hoping to coin my own, like, genre of, like, Hot Topic core or, like, Y2K core or something. These next songs that I have coming up aren't, like, super heavy or anything, but I'm really hoping to eventually lean into that. Yeah, and maybe create, like, a Y2K or Hot Topic core.
Why not? You can be absolutely unique.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, it's always cool to speak with an artist about their first release, and that's the song White Noise from Visitor Pass. It speaks about distractions. One verse says, "All this talking like you just want to get out of here, but all I see you do is run around in circles, interfere. And you're sour every day, sabotage anything good. Looks like you're getting nowhere. How long are you standing still?" You got to be honest with me here. What are your own personal distractions?
It's hilarious. I think a lot of my distractions are what a lot of people would probably think are good distractions, but not, or they wouldn't even call them distractions. But I think that I felt for a long time that I should do music, that I should really do specifically my own project. And then I started taking pictures and being like, I love photography. Oh, maybe I'll make that into a business. Oh, I really love doing embroidery. Maybe I'll make that into a business. And like kind of just doing all these other things that I love, which I think is just very me. Like I just get very, I love doing projects. I love doing 1,000 different things. I want to experience everything. So I don't think it's necessarily bad. However, it kept taking me away and filling up my time from doing, I think, the thing that I really felt like I had to do. And also I was just afraid for a really long time. So I kind of let myself be like, yeah, you know, I'm doing photography now, or yeah, I'm gonna do this. I really like film, I'm gonna do film now. And I don't think any of those things are bad, but I think I was just really trying to run away from the thing that I was really supposed to be doing, you know?
But isn't that just the nature of a creative person?
Yeah, maybe.
You just can't stop it.
Yeah, maybe, for sure. I am just so easily distracted, both in the large schema of things and then also, you know, just small things. I think as a person, when I do stuff at home, I just also get very the same way, distracted. There'll just be stuff left everywhere because I start a project and I don't really finish it, or I'll get back to it at like 8 p.m. because I started like six other things, and the TV's going and the fridge is open, and Chris will come home and he's like, what is happening? It's chaos.
You're making it sound as if you're ADHD.
Maybe. I've never been diagnosed, but I can see the pattern for sure.
Okay, back to White Noise. What inspired the song?
So I think because of the distraction stuff, I was actually on tour with Kevin years and years ago. And we were sitting in someone's living room. I was like sitting on the ground and we hadn't showered in a couple days. We were super dirty. And I just think I thought to myself, like, I want to do this. Like, I really want to do this forever, or as long as like is feasible. And I think like that was the moment I really felt like I need to do my own project. And then about 7 years went by after that moment happened. And some of it, again, was distraction. Some of it just maybe wasn't the right timing. But I think that, if I'm honest, a lot of it was my own fear. I was just like afraid I wasn't gonna be enough. I wasn't gonna be good at it. People are gonna like it. I'm way too aware of what other people might think. And so I was just let myself get too afraid. And I think this song, the lyrics of it, writing it, and then also just putting it out there was like me being like, okay, you kind of have to like get off your ass and like you gotta do it now, you know, just don't be afraid anymore. Just like you gotta put something out there and you gotta start eventually. And I was saying earlier, like, I'm such a perfectionist, and I think I also really was like, I need this song to be perfect. I need it to be perfect. And not everything's going to be perfect. It's just not going to be. And I think you just gotta put it out there, and then the next time you're just gonna improve, because that's just what being an artist is. I think you just keep improving as you go along. And if you just wait around for something to be the best it can be, you're gonna wait around and miss out on starting, you know?
Don't you find that doing a live show just increases your stress level?
Yes, I have a lot of anxiety with that stuff. I always relate it to like when you go on a roller coaster. I think standing in line is the worst, the absolute worst, because you just continue to build anxiety, you know, as you're getting closer. But then once you're on the roller coaster, it's awesome, right? Like, it's the best feeling. It's amazing. There's a reason you got in line. And so I think that's kind of how I feel about it. I'm like, I always feel anxious about stuff, but then when I get on stage and I start playing, I'm like, oh, everything's great. This is the best. I love this. Yeah.
Well, you got to tell me, White Noise can't be the only song that's been bottled up inside of you. What comes next?
So I just recorded three new singles that I'm hoping to put out later this year, maybe early into next year. My friend Andrew Tyson recorded it. They're fantastic. I'm really excited to release them into the world to continue the Hot Topic core, Y2K core trend. Yeah, I'm excited for those.
I'm going to love to see the album art for that, because I can see what's coming. I got to thank you, Amanda, for coming and speaking with The Antidote.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me. Really appreciate it.